Chapter 12. Home Again. The next day, Chandra and I took a train back to Bangalore. I didn't pay much attention to the scenery because I was thinking about Jaya all the time. My father and Mr. Chennai met us at the station. I suddenly felt how different I was from the last time I saw my dad, after many exciting experiences, and now I was in love. We spent the evening at the Chennais. This time, Chandra's married sister was also there with her husband and two little children. We told them about our adventures, but we didn't include Jaya's market experience, of course. I didn't talk about my feelings for her either.
"Well, what do you think of India now?" Mr. Chennai asked.
"It's amazing," I said. "Now I understand why my parents still want to come here after so many visits."
"It's true," my father said. "You've only seen a small part of the country, but now you've got friends here. You can come back in the future and see more of it."
Suddenly, I realized it was true. I could come back again. I could finish school and work to make enough money to return to India again. This made me feel much better. The next afternoon, my father and I flew back to Madrid. I was very quiet on the plane. My father tried to start a conversation.
"We gain extra time now," he said. "When we get home, it will still be morning."
Extra time outside India wasn't important to me anymore. I decided to tell my dad about Jaya. "Dad, when did you fall in love with Mum?" I asked. My father didn't answer for a minute or two. He was trying to remember. After all, it was a long time ago.
"Your mum and I were very lucky. We were always in love. We met at school when we were 16, and since then we've always been together," my dad answered.
"Why do you ask?"
I told him all about Jaya and that I was in love with her. "I guess if you were in love from the age of 16, I can be in love at 17, I concluded.
"Love is a strange thing," Dad answered. "Sometimes it lasts, like with your mum and me, and sometimes it doesn't. You have to work at it."
This gave me something to think about for the next few hours.